this material world exists as an illusion of the spiritual reality of the spiritual world. In Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a verse which says that this material world is simply a conglomeration of varieties of names and forms and attributes to material elements like the Pancha Mahabhut. It is simply a conglomeration of that. We have so many different type of toothpaste, different type of soaps, different types of clothing, and different types of machines and different kinds of material resources. But all of them are nothing but different formations of the five material elements. But although it is simply Panchamahabhut, but made it into different shapes and forms. But these shapes and forms are very bewildering to the mind of the deluded souls. And they become captivated by the glittering illusion of Maya. And they keep their consciousness soaked in them. That is the greatest misfortune. But when one becomes a devotee and understands what is spiritual reality, what is material illusion, and how it is foolishness to keep one's consciousness and mind soaked in such displays of material elements, which are all destined to be destroyed surely by the separating sword of time, then such a person will always elevate his consciousness and place it in the spiritual reality of the spiritual world and be focused in that. And that is possible only when one has developed a very firm faith in the spiritual reality. Amongst the 10 offenses we chant every day against the holy name, 3 of them have got to deal with faith. Faith in the glories of chanting the holy name, not preaching to some faithless person, or even after doing so many things, still one does not give up mental attachment. That means one has to tell a faith in Krishna and give up mental attachment. So all these things are talking about faith, because a firm faith in the spiritual reality and the temporary nature of the material world is very vital for growth in Krishna consciousness. If one has to become enthusiastic in Krishna consciousness and make progress, one has to always remember the temporary nature of the world. That the world exists simply like a bubble in an ocean, which appears very attractive, colorful, like a rainbow colors are appearing in the bubble. But then after some time it will explode into the oblivion. And it will not exist anymore. So one should never become attracted by the glittering illusion of material life. And if one is firmly fixed in the spiritual truth and always derives nourishment and strength from the spiritual world and spiritual truth, just like the lotus flower is living in kitchen, if you see, in the midst of kitchen, but it derives its strength from the ground because the roots are in the ground. Similarly, our roots should be in the spiritual world. Our nourishment should come from internal potency of the Lord, Shrimati Radharani's shelter. And we can be blossoming in the material world like a lotus flower, deriving strength from the spiritual world, and unaffected, untouched by the material influence, just like a lotus or a lotus leaf. So only such a devotee can attain the shelter of Krishna eternally. And such a faith actually is considered a great fortune or a great mercy that has descended on a devotee. According to Shastras say that somebody is fortunate or somebody has attained the causeless mercy. What is the meaning of that? Yeah, the person has developed deep faith in these things, in the spiritual reality. And of course, that it's not that causeless mercy is a prerogative of only some and everyone else has to suffer faithlessness. No. Causeless mercy, appearing in the form of faith, is attained by those who sincerely endeavor and who keep themselves focused and avoid all the unfavorable circumstances and engagements that take them away from this faith. Then by doing in a focused way, one will attain God's mercy. All of you living in the base here, you have shown your keenness and interest in attaining that faith. So now you are actually becoming more and more qualified and also developing more and more faith by that. So we can only show our endeavor which is in our hands, but that faith is actually a result of Lord's causeless mercy, which will come by the Lord when He expresses His will to take us back to Him. So when we chant the holy names of the Lord every day, in the beginning we should always remember the temporary nature of the world. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, in this world there is nothing but the jiva and the holy name. Because everything else is simply a conglomeration of material elements, all appearing in so many shapes and forms and attributes to bewilder the unfortunate soul and make him a mudha, make him a first class fool. So we should want to become wise and give up the foolishness. And while chanting the holy name, we offer these prayers. Oh my dear Shri Radha and Krishna, I have been engaged in the service of Maya for so many millions of lifetimes. Now here is my resignation letter. Please kindly give me a retirement from Maya service and give me a new job. What is the new job? Engagement in service of Shri Radha and Krishna. That is the meaning of Rakshana. Giving resignation to Maya and giving a petition to take us into the company of Krishna consciousness. So let us always chant in this mood. Let us remember the temporary nature of the world. Otherwise you will again go back into the material world and want to delight there. Just like a pig delighting in the gutter. So somehow we have risen above the dirt. We have taken bath. And we should not fall back into the glittering illusion. And for that, this kind of practices every day we do, we should do it consciously, with full consciousness and attention and absorption we should do, so that our eagerness and enthusiasm for approaching Krishna will become ever increasing. Harinam Prabhu ki.